ready, everybody else is ready, you two are standing there staring at fucking snow in Texas, and he can't even figure out how to put his headphones on straight. Your fucking horse trailer's gonna jackknife, they're all gonna be dead by the time you get over there. Good morning, everybody! We're coming to you live, right here, from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, the ladies' man's right there, and we all know the Master Bub. Good morning, Bub, how we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. So who was late today? That is the question of the day.
Bo, let me tell you something. Everybody around the world knows the 405 boys, okay? And I've gotten 10 messages from all of them saying, Jesus Christ, are you ever on time? Answer is, Bub, am I ever on time?
No chance.
I'll be late for my own funerals. Bub, how are we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. Got a lot of great things going on here around the facility, not only from the local client rides. Also, we've got ball players coming in this afternoon. We have some of the Small Tire Street Outlaw on Discovery Channel legends are starting to show up in the facility right now. As you guys can see behind me, this is the one and only Wayne Varley's The Gold Car.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you visit all of our online apparel, accessories, and our 19,000 products we have for sale. More importantly, Bub, not Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, but Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's msoutlawboutique.com. The moose is loose in Abacoa. The beautiful Robin and Layla are tearing it up there. We have Men's Night, December 14th, 6 to 8. All kinds of great stuff. Men go in there, get a free drink, buying clothes and whatnot for your ladies. It's going to be an amazing event. Tonight is Food Trucks in Abacoa, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, Bub. And on the 13th of January, it's the Outlaws at Miss Outlaw. And ladies and gentlemen, the celebrities us from here, Bub and Tom at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, along with the entire 405 crew from the former Street Outlaws, they will be with us at Miss Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaws and Miss Outlaw. It is going to be huge. There is a police presence coming out because there will be thousands of people in the street, Bub, for this. The BEM facility will be open directly before that. Palm Beach International Raceway, the new Palm Beach International Raceway, that is the home of the new show. Oop, did I say show? I think I just slipped there.
All right, we have so to talk on. About before something. We go too much further, so let's talk about what our guys are doing right now, okay? So listen, so
I got one dickwad right looking at the the Texas weather over there.
Let me show you how far off he is. We have about 72.
Hey guys, can you read to us the comments,
in.
Please?
Over
thank
here.
You. That'd be nice.
We got about 72 okay. that have already
anyways.
Come in. So listen, we're a little far behind on that. So what's up, everybody that's watching?
The all-new Palm Beach International Raceway is Craig. Why are you drinking Miller Lite already? Jesus Christ and General Jack.
He's
the all-new Palm Beach International Raceway, family friendly, and where you will be seeing the gold car and all of the 405. Boyd's cars running up and down the track sooner than you know. Big developments coming in today, Bub. Borla is exhaust done Bubba style. We've got a lot we need to talk about Borla as well. And ladies and gentlemen, finally, the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event, where you will be doing meet and greets with Cody Bowe, Wayne Varley, Travis, Santa Cruz. I mean, all of the boys, every one of the boys will be out there, and the cars will as well. We are going to be doing some big stuff. Let's start into this, Bub. The Bubba's 981 and 991 Porsches are getting ready for Supercar Week here in the Palm
right.
Beach. Is the 7-day event. Lisa over at, we were on the phone with her late until last night. Lisa has sent in the new sport mufflers for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 Mustang. It is the only stock block 2.3 liter Mustang in the world with no internal modifications, pressing 603 horsepower at the tire. They are flying a professional photographer in and getting ready to film that for the magazines. Take it, Bub.
So check it out, man. So everybody knows that BEM designed and built this S550 Mustang for SEMA 17. That was early November. We did that for Precision Turbo and Engine, which is PTE. So they hooked us up with everything you could possibly imagine. The guys from CPE, Custom Performance Engineering, Watson Racing for the roll cage. We had Steeda send us every possible component that they offer for that S550 class Mustang. So we had hundreds of products sent in for this thing, and I'm talking, we're probably six plus figures into that ride. So it turned out super solid, made a huge mark on the industry already, being that it is literally showcasing everything for S550 Mustangs from 2015 onward. That is true bolt-on. So if you had an EcoBoost, you can literally go and get from Precision this factory out of the box bolt-on turbocharger that will lay this car down at that 600 horsepower mark with all of the complementing bolt-ons. Of course, you've got to have the proper air delivery system, fuel delivery system. You've got to have matching components. It's not just take the turbo off, put the turbo on, even though it is that simple. You still have to have other complementing pieces to make that happen. And one of those items we did was get hooked up by Borla Exhaust, who is the number one sponsor here at VEM. They sent us in their full 3-inch exhaust for that car that we did from the turbo back. We did go with their off-road series downpipe, which is a catless system. If you had, say, a car out in California, you would have to run their catted pipe. Really supposed to run catted pipes everywhere, but you can run that off-road catless system if you're using a track use setup, right? Most people are. So I'll tell you what, we did that system with the horsepower rating that we pulled out of that car at a whopping 27 pounds of boost, 603 at the tire. That thing is a little more on the loud side than what we would like to run.
Sure.
With their Attack Series exhaust. A lot of street cars out there love to run that Attack Series. They would work great, for example, if you had, say, that catted downpipe where there's a little more restriction because this thing truly is like a 3-inch straight back out the tip setup. We are dropping down to the Borla S-Type, which is kind of an in-between of their touring system, which is their intermediate level. Then you have an S-Type, and then you have the Attack, right? So we are going to drop down to the S-Type. It's going to be a little bit more calm, but very still noticeable and has an amazing growl when you're under full boost on this thing. And it's as simple as literally one clamp, one hanger, that's it.
That's it. That's how simple Borla is.
Maybe 10 minutes, I'll swap these mufflers out, and it's just that easy. Polished 4-inch roll tip, fully stainless steel, all TIG welded, so it's done. It's perfect installation, the alignment in the factory diffuser, dead on.
And Bub, I just want to make let everybody know, not only do you have the exhaust, you're moving over in the 2018 race and rally season with our four-time world champion Gio Hammerback. You're moving over into the rally to the Focus RS car.
That's right.
You will be keeping the E36 car or the M3 BMW rally car we have worn out for static display and for track use for rides around the track.
Yeah.
Lisa does have the complete exhaust system coming in from that from Borla. And as you are now starting to build the street outlaw cars with the boys, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Tessner, who you know from the Street Outlaw show as Goaty Bo, will be here with his 9-second Corvette. You and he's going to arrive several days early. Mm-hmm. You and he will be working on the on Goaty Bo's Corvette. You are welcome to come to BEM and meet Bub, myself, and Goaty before the other outlaws arrive here. They're around the first week, end of the first week, beginning of the second week of
January. Yes.
That's correct, of January. Ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of small tire racing, Mr. Wayne Varley, owner of the gold car. We will have probably this car out at the Outlaw versus Outlaw, Miss Outlaw Boutique meet and greet on the 13th so the public can see this car in person. It will be roped off. You cannot touch the car, but the vehicle will be out there with the godfather of small tire street racing, Mr. Wayne Varley himself, the legend. Big shout out to Lisa over at Borla. You will be working with some Borla components on the Outlaw cars, Bub, as you and Goaty and Wayne and Travis and his son and just all of the boys come together. You're also working on a project right now for SEMA as well with James, our business partner's truck. It is a 17 Titan.
Yeah, man, we've got, literally, we've got so much stuff going on here in South Florida at BEM. I kid you not, we probably have 50, 60 plus projects in the works right now. Everything from, like I mentioned, local clients to major celebrities to Miami Marlins ball players to the legends themselves from the small tire guys over on Street Outlaws. So we have a lot of big builds in the works, and SEMA 18 is going to be
Thank you, Greg.
It is going to be insane. I mean, to a point where we are probably going to have one full, possibly two full enclosed car trailers transporting all of the BEM rides out there, everything from features on Velocity Channel, Discovery Channel,
yes,
to showcase cars, to quarter-mile cars, to lifted trucks, to slammed on the ground, to, I mean, just insane, raw horsepower tire shredding rides going out.
Speaking of Velocity, Discovery, and other channels, Bub, our producer, Mr. Chet Burks, who is the famed producer from Chet Burks Production, is watching. Good morning to Chet Burks out there. You and I just had received a text message from Chet. We are not allowed to talk about that text message. All we have is, what, Bub? An idea.
Just an idea, that's all.
Ladies and gentlemen, our producer officially wants you to know all we have is an idea.
You're terrible at this.
Chet, thank you so much for everything. 405 crew. Bub, big shout out. You and I were behind the behind closed doors for 4 hours with our official entertainment attorney and corporate attorney, Mr. Joe Jansen, yesterday. Let's talk a little bit about what got accomplished there.
Yeah, man. So
with our idea.
We got a lot of things done, man. You got to lock and seal this stuff down. So that has been done. Contracts are in place, and it's as simple as that, man. So that's, to sum it up, that's what it is.
Joe Jansen is out there. Joe will be by today to see the gold car in person. He, of course, is a race fan himself and keeps his hands on everything. He is the greatest entertainment and corporate attorney out there. Brian Lingenfelter, Luftwaffe, says, what a beautiful car to write that. Good morning. Brian, good morning, man. I just love having fun with your last name. James, good morning. He is one of our business partners in the new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
And James needs, he actually needs a contact from Herc Rentals.
So oh, we need okay, James.
Herc Rentals, OKC, he does need a contact.
Oh, God, that's Brian Moorhead, 405 area code. James, so you know, ladies and gentlemen, has been behind the scenes. You haven't met him yet. We will be bringing him forth with you. He is part of the Limited Liability Corporation, our partnership that has been formed as of yesterday for the upcoming series of events that are just an idea. Of course, good morning to Wayne Varley, the gold car, the legend himself. Let's see. Actually, Wayne Varley says, morning. So good morning. He is the guy. Wayne, ladies and gentlemen, is the most gentle, laid-back guy. He's like you, Bub. He's like Gio Hammerback, our four-time World Rally Champion. Very laid-back. Wayne is the godfather of small tire racing as we know it in America today.
And you know what's funny is, little does Wayne know, so this thing has a Kazi P51 setup on it, right? So
you were already in this
motor. A 572. This thing lays down some pretty hefty horsepower numbers. It's really funny because I'm literally right now in process of finalizing a 67 Pro Touring Mustang, not the one you guys saw the other night, that one's completed and done, but there is one just offset, talking maybe 15 feet, you guys will see it soon, from the gold car. This thing is rocking the same exact motor. It is laying down 856 horsepower at the crank, so that thing is all motor, stack injection system, but not a strip car. This is a full-on street car rocking a T56. It is an animal, so you guys will see that here pretty soon.
Jason Ross says to say, Herc Rentals, I know he's a big face, and Jason, yes, Herc Rentals has done very good by all you boys out there. They are coming on board. Trust me when I tell you that Joe Jansen, in our 4.5-hour meeting yesterday, was contractually putting down every one of the sponsors of this show and Above Is Exotic Motorsports for our
idea.
That's right.
Just an idea.
Jason Ross.
Pretty good idea if it's got contracts and everything.
Ideas have contracts?
Some of them do.
Some of them absolutely do. Ladies and gentlemen, we are tomorrow night at the new Palm Beach International Raceway. World Rally Champion, Greg, where is Gio today?
Gio never came home last night.
He did not make it home last night.
Gio did not make it back to the apartment last night.
Okay. Is this partly...
I haven't gotten a text, phone call, nothing from him.
And typically on here, he says, morning, guys.
Yes.
So I haven't heard a word from him.
All right, so...
He fed Porter for me last night because I had a meeting, and then he left Morgan at the house, and I haven't seen him.
So the World Rally Champion has not shown up. Last
G's
time...
He's missing.
He lost his Corvette, and he was passed out in a yard.
Well, most likely he's probably asleep on Ranzini's front lawn, because that's usually his go-to crash spot.
Okay, and Bub?
You should probably go ahead, Greg, and check the Palm Beach blotter that they have out there.
Yes.
Make sure G didn't get, you know, because... Yeah, but listen, he couldn't drive at the track yesterday because there was no fire and rescue.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
So maybe,
because he's so aggressive,
just maybe,
they have to have
maybe
fire
he
and
went out here on the street and did it and something happened.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mark Hoffman, the driver of the number 12 Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track car, is in the house. And hey, did Mark just take another checkered flag?
He wants his car to be on the checkered flag.
Oh, it's coming in anyways. Mark said, good morning to the ladies, man. Big money easy.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Here it is.
Wait for it.
There he is. The ladies' man is in the house, ladies and gentlemen, and in attendance. So good morning, Big Money. From Big Money to everybody. Danny Boyd out there, good morning. I can't read. Good afternoon. Danny Boyd's here.
We got afternoon. Anthony Mattis out there.
Anthony,
morning, gentlemen.
A lot of people don't know that is actually the gold car, Wayne's son. And Anthony will be out here with his boys. I hope you're ready to have a super good time. The party bus is ready. The BEM tour bus is currently stationed out at, it's parked at the racetrack currently, right?
It's already there set up. We just need to get the
connection
adapter
okay.
cable from
To run the AC and everything?
To run the power to it.
Perfect. You'll handle that? No, you'll make sure. Go talk to Don. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus is parked and on site at the new Palm Beach International Raceway. We go racing tonight. No, tomorrow night, right, Greg? We go racing tomorrow night, 6 p.m.?
8.
8 p.m., okay. So we start the drift and the commercial filming tomorrow at 8. We'll be out at the track by 4 or 5 p.m. Make sure everybody... Six p.m. We'll be out there with the rally car team. We'll be out there racing, ladies and gentlemen. Come out. Let's put those asses in those seats. The new Palm Beach International Raceway is family friendly. It's a lot of fun. You will meet the you will meet the rally champion out there. Bob Snow. Good morning to the snowman out there. How are we doing today, snowman? You're local, man. I'm not going to allow this car to be outside of the main build facility in the public's eye because I don't want that. It's not part of our contractual obligation. But you can come see behind the scenes. Billy Howard, yes. John Umstead, yes, got him. Jason Ross, Gary Peck, got him. Good morning, Gary. How is your brother Chris? How is everything going out there? But we are going to be tomorrow morning on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Mm-hmm. We will be featuring our very good family, all the boys from the 405 Club.
Yeah, man, we're looking forward to it. You know, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, especially with these rides. Clearly, if they are coming from the 405 Midwest to the Southeast, South Florida. So these things are going quite a long ways. We have something set up at the new PBIR. That is going to be the hometown track.
Yes, it is.
So there's a lot of stuff that is going on behind the scenes, in the works. You're going to have to stay tuned for what those details are. But you can start putting them together if you guys are smart.
Hey, Bub, one of the things I was going to mention out at PBIR, if you do an aerial view of it, you do run into the Everglades, and you will be eaten by an alligator.
This is true.
If you don't deploy your chute. Although there's a half-mile backstop there, so there's traps and everything that you go through. But however, we do have very long, straight streets here in South Florida. Mm-hmm. There's no hills or anything. So
the B-line,
that's correct, on the B-line. That's correct. The B-line, ladies and gentlemen, look that up, the B-line in...
Need to slow down on that road.
No, you don't. So we will be petitioning the city, Russ K, and all of those guys to do the actual small tire racing, which is what we're bringing back to America. Wait, this is an idea, which is what's going to happen down here in the Palm Beaches, Bob.
This is true.
24-hour filming here as well.
This is true.
Amazing stuff going on. Very busy day today, Bob.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff I got to do because I've got the S550 SEMA build to get under the works. I've got the goal car to go ahead and have a little fun with.
You started looking at this. You said there's some noise downtown in this car.
This is true, yes. So the lower end, this is actually a full crower setup inside of it. We are going to go through that lower end and get everything freshened up again and get this thing ready to go back out and just start dominating on the streets.
You'll be working with such partners on this as Borla Exhaust, Bub, on all of the 405 cars. You'll be working with Turbinetics. With some twin turbo and single turbo applications. Mm-hmm. You'll be doing a lot with Nitro Express. There's a lot of people you're bringing on board. Watson Racing, I tried to get a hold of John Phillips over there to let him see the gold car today. He is at the PRI show. So there's a lot of people you're partnering up with that you've built up over the years on these.
Yeah.
It's going to be an amazing thing.
Yep.
A lot of things. I've got a prediction to make, ladies and gentlemen. Not that we have any family favorites within the BEM 405 family, but I have a true sense, and I'm watching as things are setting up. You and Goaty, Bo, are starting to develop a very, very close special relationship. I want to talk about that.
We'll talk about it.
I think I've got a feeling that as our idea starts getting out, that's the only way I can say it,
There's
going to be a lot of technical partnering. Not that you don't partner with everybody. I've just got that feeling I'm seeing this alignment starting to set up. Are you feeling kind of the same way?
Well, yeah, man, it's all about just making things fun at the end of the day, and you know, that's what we're best at, is not only just designing and building some of the sickest stuff, man, but you know, if we can incorporate others into it and bring it as a family as a whole so everybody can grow and have fun together, that's the main goal.
Bro said one thing to me. We're having a private conversation off the record the other night. He said, I look forward to learning a lot from Bubba and teaching Bubba a lot as well. And I think there's great statement in that, because one of the things that's refreshing and keeps you at the top and all of the big builders like Goaty Bo is the mind is always open. It's never closed.
Well, it is if you want to take the next step, if you always want to evolve, if you never think you're good enough, if you never think you're the best, if you never think you're the top dog, even if you respectively are, you always have to stay open and always be able to expand and modify and change and adapt and build and design new. If you can't do that, then just go sit in the corner and keep doing the same thing.
One of the things you said this morning at our daily morning breakfast is, you were looking at some of the of Godey's work, and you said, "Dad, I got to admit, it's really legit stuff. The welds are beautiful, the cutting is beautiful, the bends are beautiful," and it takes a lot for you to say that because your work is so perfection-oriented as well.
Well, you can see it's thought out, man. It's you know, it's quality work. It's thought out. It's built and designed right, and you know, it looks good. It's totally functional. And that's you can't discredit somebody for that. It's a lot of people that look at things and everybody will go, "Oh, look at this welder. Oh, like, here, guess what, bro? Here's the stuff. You go do it.
You go do it.
Let me see what it comes out like."
That's right. And the gold car's made millions of passes up and down the track, never falling apart. It's the quality and the talent that the 405 brings forth and the marriage. That's why so many people out in the industry saw what's going on with BEM and the 405 crew as such a perfect fit together.
Yep. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Stay tuned for it. If you haven't stayed tuned or up to date on everything we've done so far, go to our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, scroll halfway down that page. You'll see whatever it is you're connected to, whether it's social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever it is you guys use out there, subscribe to them. And anything we do here live at the facility, whether we're here designing and building, doing tech tips, doing product reviews, doing before and after shots, doing trackside racing, VIP cocktail parties, whatever it is, subscribe to it, and they will hit your phone in your pocket wherever we are and what we're doing.
I actually sent my very good friend Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers, who is, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, filming his own new show, a picture of the car sitting right here on the film stage floor. He is a big Wayne Varley fan. People didn't know that. Good morning to Candace Williams. She says a gold car made it. Yes, indeed it did. And she said, "Yay. Thanks, guys, for helping the 405 guys out. It's no problem. Believe me, we're all helping each other out. It gives me chills right now, Bub. We're all a family, Candace. And in the world, in a world today where there's so much hate and violence and people don't get along, to build a powerhouse family like this that will last for years, there's nothing you can say bad about it, can you, Bub?"
That's right.
It's just an amazing thing.
Yep.
We have one more XOXOXO from Mark Hoffman, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports number 12 dirt track driver. So you know what? We got to get the boys in the dirt track car. We've got to get the rally driver and the dirt track driver in the 405 cars. But we're going to have shit. Oh, fuck. I mean, things are all messed up.
Everything's going to be wrecked.
Yeah, I got to be careful about the way I says that.
Terrible.
Anthony Mattos. I know. I usually don't say those kinds of words. Excited
to see. No, you've gotten really bad about it.
I have not.
You're worse than Craig.
No, come on. I never use. Anthony says, Anthony Mattos, who is, Bub, Wayne Varley, the Gold Cup, or the Gold Car owner's son, who has driven this car and wrenched on this car as well. He says, excited to see what you have in store for the Gold Car. I have something in store. I took it down the road today, and the hood already flew off. Bub had to pick it up out of the middle of the street.
No
How do you
chance.
Think we knew we had a rod knock on in there?
Not true. Only one person moved that car, and it's right here.
That's it. Only Bub got, moved the car. He actually drove it off the trailer.
Yep.
When it arrived, you drove it straight up here 100 feet and shut it off because of the rod knock in the back of the motor.
Oh, it's a pretty solid knock.
Yeah.
It's going for it down there. Midgets with sledgehammers, telling you.
Midgets with sledgehammers.
That's it, dude. Swinging away.
Barbara Beans is out there in the house. Is Barbara coming from us looking? Let's see what she's got.
I don't know how you're even reading that.
It's very hard. She's looking at the gold card. Yes, the gold car is world-renowned, Barbara. Thank you for joining us here. Bub, tomorrow from 9 to 10 a.m., the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast doing it Bubba style will be live here on Facebook and will be heard through iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, all of those places, Podbean, and everywhere else. Barbara loves the gold car. This car is even more stunning, not just on television or when you see it go down the track. It's more stunning to see
it in
person.
Well, you know what's funny, too, is the pearl-style paint that is on this car is beautiful, and you can't really get it in terms of lighting and filming. You can't see the paint on this car, but between the ghost flaming on the front, between the pearlescent paint on it, dude, it is beautiful, I'm telling you.
Nothing
this, and this thing, right now, it is not polished up. It's not
ready to
go to a show at all by any means.
But we don't want it to be that.
No chance. I mean, you're not going to pull up and valet this, are you?
Could. Your stuff's valuable.
Yeah, I don't know how the valet guy would handle something like that.
I don't know.
For sure.
I don't know.
Like a 4200 launch right through the front door of the restaurant.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's exactly right. Let's see. Wayne Boyd says, Wayne, your head's going to explode if they keep calling you the Godfather. You are, in fact, the Godfather of the small town. By the way, I love Wayne's personality. I think Wayne and I could get in a lot of trouble.
Probably.
Yes. Yes.
You guys are going to have to stay tuned for what we got going on. We have a lot of stuff to get done this afternoon. It is like 12 o'clock here. So we have a lot to get done. Stay tuned for the Instagram and Facebook over the next couple hours. You're going to see some serious behind-the-scenes stuff, stuff we probably shouldn't release, but we are going to go ahead and get it out there, so stay tuned for that.
Wayne says, keep his car clean, Bub. It's sit right here on the film stage floor.
Right where it is.
That's where it is.
That's
you
it. Will.
You fired that motor off. You got in, fired the car off immediately, said that's it. It's a wrap. It's a shutdown. I'm putting it in the facility, and that's where it's staying.
Especially when you're working with something that you already have some sort of volume or noise coming from, you can feel that there's an issue, you can hear that there's an issue. You want to keep that as minimal as possible in terms of, you know, pulling a motor, rebuilding it, going through the lower end. You don't want it to get any worse than it already is. And trust me, it can. One wrong move, one quick little rev of the throttle, anything could snap, something could go wrong, and then you're looking at not just a rebuild, but now a whole new replacement.
Right on. So, Candace says, let's see, I belong to Goaty Bo 60K. He's very excited, man. Let's see, am I reading that wrong?
LOL.
I'm sorry. Very good. I belong to Goaty Bo. Yes, that's very good, Candace. That's very good. He's excited. I'm excited too, Candace. I think there's something setting up from parallel personalities between Goaty and Bub. I think that this is kind of the neat stuff that develops when you do television, when you have an idea. This is the kind of stuff that sets up behind the scenes that people don't get to experience as they see it around the world. Let's just leave it that way. Bub, we're going to jump out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for allowing us into your hearts and home all around the world, all 22 million of you internationally. We certainly appreciate that. Another 5,000 people picked up on the Blog Talk show yesterday. Bub, I'm very proud of that as well.
What are the chances this car stays naturally aspirated with a spray of NOS?
I'm not in it. All I do is wreck them. I was talking to James last night, our business partner, that the boys are trying to say, would like to know what your plans are. I said, how
like
the hell?
50 pounds of boost would be pretty fun, no? Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Till tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Bub says, keep on doing it, Bubba style. He's exit stage right and left you with the idea. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That is bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. I can't say enough about Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaws and Miss Outlaw are going to be together on January 13th at Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. If you think Layla Von Athey is stunning in magazines, whew, wait till you meet her in person, ladies and gentlemen. We're just a bunch of ugly guys, and the 405 crew is as well, okay? We're lucky.
Side note.
What is it? What's the rhino says what?
Side note.
Side note?
Asian says he's ready.
Asian says he's ready? Asian, come on. Really? Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Outlaw Boutique, you will meet the whole 405 crew from the former Street Outlaw show in New Orleans. They will be out there with Miss Outlaw, Bub, and I will be doing autograph sessions. We will be at Palm Beach International Raceway. The gold car will be on display. You cannot touch or get in the car, but it will be on display for photo ops. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Wait until you see all the great products the girls have on sale. Yes. Men's night. Men's night, 12-14, December 14th, ladies and gentlemen, at Miss Outlaw Boutique. If you want to kind of get a lay of the land in Abacoa, trust me, that's the time to do it. There is a police presence that will be here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports on the 13th and at Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa, 3 miles from here, because this is going to be such a large event attended by thousands of people. And then the event at Palm Beach International Raceway, the new Palm Beach International Raceway. I would ask you to go out there. Tickets are on sale for this huge event, and the 405 cast and crew, Street Outlaws, a former 405 crew out there, along with Bubba and Tom from Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Palm Beach International Raceway, the new Palm Beach International Raceway. Family-friendly, 5-star, go-kart track. Goaty Bo, I'm coming for you. You got to know this, Goaty. I'm coming for you on the racetrack. You guys don't want to miss this around the world. You're going to see that. You'll see Chet Burks there. You'll see the 405 crew there. You'll see Bubba and Tom there. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Robin, who is Miss Outlaw's mom. Holy Christ, guys. Very easy on the eyes as well. Palm Beach International Raceway. Palm Beach is the official track of the Street Outlaws, former Street Outlaws of the 405 crew, and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be seeing a lot more from them. Thank you to Chris and crew for getting that track ready for us the way you have. The Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event, January 21st. Let's all go out there. The boys are going to be out there. We'll have them back in town with us on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus. We'll be doing autographs, and they'll be doing a meet and greet with the public. I got a feeling once they get to the Palm Beaches here, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be amazing. They're not going back to Oklahoma City. It's going to be the 561 crew. I'm laying bets. How about that? Keep in mind, Goody Bowe will be from the former 405 crew, will be in-house with Bubba a couple days early. You'll have a chance to meet him before the other outlaws arrive as well, doing some work on their 900-horsepower Corvette right here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, getting it ready for the 13th event. You're welcome to stop in and meet all of us at any time. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a really positive manner today. Can we please open the door for somebody whose hands are full with packages? Please. Elderly people with walkers or strollers or whatever the case may be, please help them, man. They spent their time. They did their thing. Let's give back to them. Their hands are tired. They did the laundry. They kept our clothes clean at one time. They went to war and fought so that we could eat. Let's take care of those elders out there. Please, open the door for them. You know, take care of them. If somebody's hungry, ladies and gentlemen, buy them a meal. McDonald's, Citgo, Chevron, 7-Eleven. You don't have to give them your money. It's hard-earned. Just buy them a meal. $5 ain't that much. It's your Starbucks for the day. And if somebody's got holes in their shoes, ladies and gentlemen, please, buy them a pair of shoes or give them a pair of yours. It's not that hard to do. Let's make sure the animals that God's entrusted us to are taken care of. No abuse to the animals. It's not fair. I can't even watch Animal Kingdom and see the lions eat up the water buffalo. It's just not something that I enjoy. But human suffering, I'm not big on either. You don't want to challenge me, though, in the streets, because that's a really tough guy. I'm like Goody Bowe. I'm always looking for trouble. Tomorrow, 9 to 10, Eastern Standard Time is the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show. The former Street Outlaws, the 405 crew, will be live on the show with us. The phones will be open at 714-242-5166 for you to call in and speak to all the boys live with us. Thank you for letting us into your homes today and into your hearts today. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. Hey, little man, you ready to go get something to eat here? You want to go get something to eat, baby? You getting hungry, baby? You ready to eat, baby? You're not done filming. Let's go eat. Let's eat. You want to eat, baby? We can eat. You want to go eat?